David vs. Goliath, how small businesses compete with the giants. It's probably the most notable one-on-one battle to have ever taken place. So notable, in fact, that it's worked its way into our language. We relate the term David vs. Goliath with a battle between a giant and underdog. But fights aren't restricted to 3,000 years in the past. They take place every single day. In this underdog story, we're going to use the strategies of stepping stones of the battle and explain how a small business can go toe-to-toe with a behemoth in their industry. We'll get to the key takeaways in just a minute, but first, I want to give you hope. A battle against Goliath is only heavily stacked in their favour if the war is fought on their terms. To help me explain, I'm going to use a study undertook by the political scientist Ivan Oregentoft. They studied every war that has been fought over the last 200 years between strong and weak combatants. In most cases, the strong forces were 10 times the size of the opponents. His results? Victories for the Goliaths, 71.5%. Victories for the Davids, 28.5%. These statistics are astounding enough. Davids have regularly beaten Goliaths. Almost 3 in 10 battles have gone in the favour of the smaller force. Ivan followed these results up by focusing on one element of the war. He wanted to discover what the results were when underdogs changed their strategy, acknowledging that they'd been soundly beaten in the head-to-head combat, employing unorthodox tactics. In other words, fighting on their terms. The result should inspire all of you. Victories to the Goliaths, 36.4%. Victories to the Davids, 63.6%. This goes to prove that when David dictate the terms of battle, they win more times than they lose. If you're running a small business and don't believe you can compete with the big boys of your industry, strap yourself in because we're going to explain how to turn the tables in your favour. Believe. Before anything else, you have to have belief. If you don't have that, you should give up and declare bankruptcy now. In the battle of David and Goliath, nobody dared to challenge the giant until a tiny little shepherd boy stepped up to the mark. The people watching didn't believe it. It's even said that some people tried to talk him out of it, but that didn't matter. He believed in himself. He knew he had the tools to beat Goliath, and if he didn't, I wouldn't be sitting here writing about it. The term would never have entered the English language, and throughout history, there'd probably be less underdog stories to talk about. A great source of belief is the story of Microsoft, particularly Bill Gates. Before founding one of the most iconic computer companies in the world, he started up Trafidata, a business that collected raw data from roadway counters for engineers. It failed. But Gates had belief, and despite being fresh from a foul business experience and entering an industry with a giant in the shape of IBM, he had the willpower, ambition, and determination to found Microsoft. The rest, as they say, is history. Break the status quo. Under the normal rules of battle, David would have fought Goliath in hand-to-hand combat. This was the status quo, and the principal reason that nobody believed Goliath could be defeated. He was offered fine armor and weaponry, but turned them all down, instead opting for his usual clothing and a sling with 5 rocks. A small business should look at things in the same way. If the giants in your industry fight with swords, pick up a sling. Consider the status quo of your industry. What makes this Goliath appear so strong? What are they best at? What is everybody expecting you to do? What are they expecting? Let's take Netflix. They waged war on a competitor that most would deem immovable, Blockbuster. But they came up trumps by trading on a digital platform, abolishing late fees and creating monthly subscription payment system. These two changes broke the status quo and meant that they didn't have to compete with Blockbuster on Blockbuster's terms. Focus. Whilst David was focusing on defeating his enemy, it said that Goliath was confidently mocking him. David's full attention was locked on his target, right between the eyes of his larger opponent. His adversary was not concerned, nor bothered, and did nothing to prime himself for David's attack. This aspect of the fight is particularly relevant to small businesses. Large businesses aren't focused on the little guys. They rarely care about them. They don't pay much attention to their actions, and they discard them. This gives you the opportunity to land surprise raids on targeted corners of your market, much like David with his sling. Ask yourself, what aspects of the market have your competitors taken their eyes off? Where have they become complacent? What are the weaknesses in their product? Are all of their customers completely satisfied? What do their negative reviews say? Is there a pattern and they've done nothing to remedy it? Are all demographics of the market happy with them? This apathy to their competitors also feeds into their views on customers. Businesses with hundreds of thousands of customers care much less for one voice than businesses with hundreds of customers. Their focus has changed, and it gives you a massive advantage. You can focus on one segment or a particular demographic in your market. By coupling this with a change in status quo and targeted marketing, you will have shifted the odds in your favor. A smaller company should make less compromises for customers, feel more human, and make their customers feel much more valued. This is focus, a vital tool when competing with a giant. Facebook wasn't always an open platform. It started life as a social network for Harvard students, then it expanded to Stanford, Columbia, and Yale. Then they continued into Ivy League schools before reaching almost all of the universities in the United States and Canada. This was a sector of the market that were young, would dictate the future of social media, and clearly preferred Facebook's platform to the giant of the day, MySpace. By focusing on the corner of the market, demand grew to such an extent that Facebook opened to everyone, quickly becoming the biggest social network in the world, all but ending the huge dominance of MySpace. David rejected armory and weaponry in favor of a sling. His opponent, Goliath, stood at the other end of the battlefield, wielding a sword and spear of weighty armor. What David lacked in power and strength, he made up for with speed and agility. The same applies in the business world. Large companies are unable to change direction, apply new strategies, or react to industry trends as quickly as small ones. This is something that you must use to your advantage. Whilst large businesses will need to have tactics and strategies questioned, agreed, and directed around a chain of command, as well as amongst the frontline staff, small businesses can implement them almost immediately. This means that you can apply one of the tactics from this article, example, a change in status quo, and Goliaths will not be able to react. It means that you can pivot when you receive feedback, immediately changing your sales protocol or your customer service technique or your product or service. You have the speed and agility to implement. They have the strength and power to put huge clout into tactics that have been most often a long time coming. Their blows can be deadly, but when the terms of battle are realigned by using agile tactics, you can turn these devastating blows into air shots. For those of you that are short of ideas or aren't quite sure how to react as fast, agile marketing tactics, check out Hacking Marketing, Agile Practices to Make Marketing Smarter, Faster, and More Innovative by Scott Brinker. This book has loads of tactical takeaways that are applicable to any business size. David had belief. He'd changed the status quo, boosted laser focus, and knew how to use speed and agility to his advantage. If he'd followed this up by randomly spraying stones at his opponent, he would have ended up playing never-ending game of cat and mouse with Goliath. But he didn't. David had precision. He targeted a weak point, and with the first stone released from his sling, he defeated his foe. Precision matters. Goliaths might have marketing budgets that dwarf yours, but that doesn't mean that they're more effective. Running expensive marketing campaigns like television ads are great for raising profiles and creating brand awareness, but they don't always hit the desired market. Social media advertising has leveled the playing field for all businesses. By implementing an advertising strategy that targets your desired market and then retargets those people who engage with your content, you can negate the huge budgets, make sales, and grow your marketing spend. Another way of being super precise is by discovering a mining congregation spots. These are locations specifically digital that your target market hang out. These can be found by retracting the steps of existing customers, making Google searches around your industry, and using services like SimilarWeb to discover where your competitors are generating traffic from. Be precise with your marketing campaigns. It's how online businesses grow and gives you all the sling to defeat Goliath's sword. Conclusion. Battling Goliaths on their terms, in their arena, against their strengths is a mistake many businesses make. Replicating a business model is perfectly fine. Many of the most successful companies in history have done it. But that doesn't mean battling existing companies where they are strongest. Create new arenas, formulate new rules, and make your strengths the ones that matter. If you are to compete in this ever-changing digital world, don't be afraid to be bold. Believe, change the status quo, focus, be agile, and finally, be precise. No matter how much money you have behind them, no business is invincible. Take heart, Davids of the world, the sling is yours. What do you think of this article? Are you battling a Goliath? Leave a comment or send us a message on Facebook about your battle. Perhaps there's something that we can give you some free advice about. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.